Blog Talk Radio.
The content and views of 180 people is intended for general information purposes.
The content and views of 180 people is intended for general information purposes only. It is not designed to provide listeners with specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. 180 people is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any condition or disease. Individuals with mental or physical health problems should always consult their health care provider for professional medical advice, medications, or treatments. Information addressed and views expressed on 180 People is not intended to cover all facets of the subject material and is offered as opinions of the hosts and guests only.
Turn my life around. Today I turn my life around. I save myself forever.
And now, live from New York, welcome to 180 People. Turn your life around. 180 People is brought to you by 180seminars.com and is dedicated to sharing real-life stories of hope, faith, and inspiration from real people who have endured adversities and turned their lives around. Our weekly guests share what their challenges were and how they mustered the strength, persistence, and perseverance to change their personal negatives into powerful positives and succeed. Go to www.blogtalkradio/180people to listen and be inspired, or call in at 657-383-1997 and let your voice be heard. And now, let's join our co-hosts, Kelly and Vinnie Romano, and this week's guest for another great installment of your favorite feel-good experience. It's 180 People. Today's the day to turn your life around.
Today's the day I turn my life around.
Today's the day I turn my life around.
Today's the day I turn my life around.
Oh, yeah, here we are. It's 180 People. Thanks so much for being with us today. My name is Vinnie Romano, and welcome. We're going to have a great show today. Before we introduce our guest for the day, which is Paul Starner, I want to remind you that you can call in at 657-383-1997. It should be right up there. 657-383-1997, and we're going to try something different. We're going to stream a stream. So you folks on Facebook already, you're hearing us and seeing us live, and what we're going to do is something kind of a little bit wacky. We're going to bring Paul Starner up in just a moment. We should have him on hold, and before we do, we've got Kelly Renee. What's going on, Kelly? I'm sorry, Kelly. Tell me something good.
Excellent. I'm great tonight, Vin. I'm looking forward to our interview. We've got Paul Starner coming on the show.
Tell us a little bit about Paul, Kelly.
Well, Paul was a master trainer, a teacher, professional speaker, an entrepreneur, an inventor, husband, father, and grandfather. Oh, and did I forget to mention that while he was busy giving back to the world in such a big way, that Paul has been through over 60 major operations?
Well, you didn't actually mention that, but that's kind of a cool thing. Now, we're trying something different. It's kind of an experiment right here on the radio, and I'm looking to get Paul. Is that him right there?
That is him.
Okay, so let me see how this works. I'm pressing buttons, and we're looking for the magic of computerness. So, Paul, can you hear us?
I can, Vinny.
Can you hear him?
Well, I think that's cool. Can you still hear me?
I can. Is that good?
It is good. You know, you're sitting somewhere where we cannot see your face.
You look like you're in the witness protection program.
Yeah,
oh,
you
I'm
do.
Sorry. Guys, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I sit out here by the lake. I'll turn around and see me more than the lake behind me. I'm a water person, as you know, Vinny. And
yes,
when I get home,
do.
I'm working in the office. Well, I'm an Aquarius, buddy. And water is what gives me peace and balance and tranquility, and I live here on Silver Lake in Traverse City, Michigan. And in the evening this time, I usually sit out here. So let me move out of the sunlight behind me.
Okay, well, and while you do, I'm sorry, while you do, I just want to mention Paul and I, just for full disclosure and transparency, Paul and I have known each other now for a better part of 25 years. We worked, there you are, that gorgeous face of yours. Whatever you did there, that's working pretty well. And, man, it's getting better every minute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's you. You look just like you.
Well, that's good because I'm me then.
Okay, good. And for those of you on Facebook, where what we're doing right now is Paul is streaming, and we're putting that on the monitor behind you, behind me, so you can see it. And there may be a little bit of a lag with our voices versus what you see, but please bear with us. We're trying to use the technology we have. So we got Paul Starner on the phone. I'm sorry, Kelly.
No, it was not me.
Okay, good. So, Paul, we know you're from Traverse City, Michigan. Traverse City is has a special purpose in life. What is it?
Well, we're the cherry capital of the world, Vinny.
Okay, so what does that exactly mean?
That means that we're the largest producing geographic area of tart cherries in the entire world.
Okay.
And we have two peninsulas of land here, the Old Mission Peninsula, which is extremely unique, and raises a majority of cherries, but has been converting to grapes and vineyards and wineries. And then we have the Leelanau Peninsula, which is also a little larger peninsula, but we're separated from Lake Michigan by the Leelanau Peninsula, and we are on Grand Traverse Bay, the West Arm.
Okay. Well, listen, Paul, I like the little travelogue about Michigan because I kind of like Michigan.
Yeah, that's why we were showing you the beautiful view of my home here on Silver Lake. I live on a very unique, of course, you know, I've been a real estate broker and land guy for almost 40 years, and I found this piece with a peninsula of land, and it's very private and surrounded on three sides, and yet it's in a subdivided neighborhood on the lake, and we're only 10 minutes from the city, so it's a wonderful place, very private and very tranquil, and I like it here.
Well, that's great. Hey, Paul, let's start at the beginning. You were
that's
born
a good place
in...
to start, Benny.
You were born in Michigan, is that correct?
That's correct. I was born in a city called Benton Harbor, Michigan, and grew up in a, let's say, a very politely, a lower-income, socioeconomic, diverse neighborhood.
Join the club, brother. So tell us a little bit about your childhood.
Well, I had a brother and a sister and a father that was pretty abusive and alcoholic. Mother that was dominant. And, you know, I just I grew up tough, Vinny. That's about all I want to say.
Okay. Well,
I had my problems. I ran with a bad crowd, and I got arrested when I was young and had to go to jail. And after that experience, I said, I'm never going to jail again. And by the way, Vinny, you know, brother, I tell it the way it is. But I said I wasn't going to jail again because it's such a bad experience. And I have it for anything important.
Okay, well, listen. That's another issue completely. So, Paul, you were a tennis player when you were younger. Is that correct?
Yeah, once I broke the chain of events and got out of the neighborhood, I met my wife, Linda, today, crashed her 16th birthday party, and then started meeting her friends, and they were wealthy kids. And so I learned to play tennis. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's a great sport
today.
Okay, so from the tennis days, Paul, to right now, could you explain what happened? We said that you lost your arm, so could you please share with us how that happened? Tell us a little bit about coming up with these problems.
Oh, well, geez, I was kind of accident prone when I was younger, Ben, and there's an adequate descriptive adjective. It'd be like adventure and kind of fly by the pants and had a lot of little injuries when I was young. But freshman year in college, I was working in a factory, making some money to go back to school. Had an industrial accident. It cost me the loss of my lower left arm. And that was a life changer, buddy. I wish I had a great story. I wish I could tell you with something with pizzazz, you know. I wish I could say that geez, old pizza was kayaking on the Amazon River and got eaten by a crocodile or something. But I can't. That would not be the truth. And, you know, I believe in telling truth. And so it was an industrial accident. And that was
okay.
In June of 1970. And you've known me a long time, buddy. I'm not a quitter. And so I refused to accept the fact that I had – and they told me it was done. I had amputated that day, and I tried to get off the cart and leave. And so we made the attempt, and I had, in excess of 20 surgeries trying to reconstruct it and make it work again. And they took body parts from everywhere. And finally they got down to the point where they were going to start cutting into my toes. And I said, no. What do you guys think about if we just called it quits and amputated it? And the whole team, I had a whole team of surgeons and people. And it was a learning experience for them, too. And so I investigated artificial limbs and prosthetics. And, excuse me, I met a young man that was a music teacher. And he drove a stick shift Volkswagen van, and he had two hooks, Dan. And so I said, I'm in. And so I scheduled the amputation and reversal of all the surgeries for Christmas Eve, 1971. And I got my hook and my artificial arm for a Christmas present. And then I was not a victim. I was... by choice. So that said, sure, in a nutshell, no big deal. It's nothing exciting.
Well, it is a big deal, and whether it's exciting or not is another issue. Now, Paul, many people who have a prosthetic limb choose to have a hand that looks kind of natural. Could you share with us why you chose to maintain the hook versus having a prosthetic hand?
Yeah, I'm too active. They call them myoelectrics then, and I played with them multiple times. About every third or fourth year, you have to have a new arm made because it's got to fit right and the stump changes as you age. And so we talk about it, but they're too delicate, and they still are. And so, you know, I always ask the question, hey, man, can I go snorkeling? No, can't get it wet. Well, I'm a big sailor. Can I go sailing? No. Too much risk. Can I even dig a hole and plant a rose bush? Oh, no. You'd have to wear your hook. And so what good is it if I have to change out my hook and a cosmetic hand? I feel uncomfortable with it. Have one. It's called a Becker, and it's big and clumsy and heavy and makes me feel like I'm lying to myself. And I have a wonderful, as you know, self-image is average. And so
yeah,
I use the hook. It's more versatile. It's indestructible. Although I did break one after I just got it. I went water skiing, Benny. You've heard the story. And
Please tell it.
And I watched the doggone little screws popping out of the artificial arm, and I couldn't do anything. And pretty soon, doggone thing fell off, got lost in the bottom of the lake. And my best friend... Fred Ritter was a college roommate and my brother like you. And his little brother and sister was just freaked out. And I said, hey, no big deal. We'll get another one. Yeah, until I called the insurance company. Said, I lost my arm. They said, we know you lost your arm. I said, no, I lost my new arm. And they said, how'd you do that? I said, I was water skiing. They said, well, you're not supposed to do that. I said, Boulder Dash, you don't tell me what I can do. Make it stronger. And so I redesigned it and made it stronger so it won't break.
With that in mind, Paul, I personally know that you're a big sailor. You mentioned it just a moment ago. Could you please tell us about the trip you took with your wife, Linda, the two girls, a dog and a cat on a sail, not a sail, but on a motor vessel some years ago. When was that?
Oh, yeah, that was the first long adventure. My family doesn't take vacations. We do adventures. And that was in 1984, Vinny. I left Traverse City here at the 45th parallel, and we went on a 10,000-mile boat ride.
Okay, and, now how did you, first thing, what kind of boat was it?
It's a trawler, an ocean-going twin-engine power boat that has a displacement hull. It moves the same speed as a sailboat. So we travel a lot of sailboats. But, Linda, when I announced my plan that I was going to do this, then it was a goal. It's how I got – you got to remember that – see, I've lost the body parts and had replacement parts installed each decade, Ben. And, oh, yeah. Oh, I have. It's not an exaggeration. If I have a story, it's not – it's nothing exciting. It's just that it's been over and over and over and over and over again. Get knocked down, get back up. And so 70 – I had the industrial accident, ultimately resulted in the loss of the arm. And then 80, I got run over by a doggone semi-truck on the expressway. Drove right over my car.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and so during that period, they told me I'd never walk again. And I had, I don't know, I guess, 20-plus, 25 surgeries, 26, something like that, reconstructed me because I wouldn't give up. And so I set a goal that I was going to take a boat ride. And Linda and the doctors and the therapy people, the psycho people, they told Linda to humor me. He can't do it, but it'll give him the energy to go through what he's going through. And so I said, we're going for a boat ride. And I'm going to – I called it circumnavigating Pittsburgh. And so I left here in the 40s. Yeah, I did. And I've used road maps and everything trying to figure this out, how I was going to leave Traverse City and return to Traverse City via New Orleans, Key West, the islands, and New York City, and back to Traverse City. And I laid in hospitals and recovery and all the therapy. I had great therapy and great surgeons, and I had my wife, Linda. And so it was a goal. As you know, I'm big on goals.
Well, I do. Short. And, Paul, I'm going to only interrupt because we're going to take a break in just a moment. We have to take care of our sponsors. And after the break, sure. I'm going to play a video that I know you've seen. And I'm just going to play it. And so it'll be about 3 or 4 minutes. So please,
all
if
right.
you will, I'm going to have to move this stuff around because – that's the way we're doing it. We don't have one of these multi-bazillion-dollar studios. We're going to do this just the way we do down at the farm, so to speak. And
right.
we're here with Paul Starner, by the way, folks. It's 180 People on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to have more after this. Stick around with Paul Starner. We're going to talk about the 10,000-mile boat ride and talk about the reason you should never give up. Because if Paul can do it, well, I don't want to say anybody can do it. He's a special guy. He's going to give you the inspiration you need. Paul, stick with us, will you, brother?
I'll be glad to, my good friend, Vin.
Good. We'll be right back after this.
All righty. And any of you guys on Facebook that's watching,
I'll be glad to, my good friend.
We'll be right back after this.
All righty. Yeah, I don't think I'm live now, but friends are to watch, and this is a long video. It's an hour. You guys probably are. Right?
We can hear you, Paul.
Oh, they can. Okay. I'll just sit here and smile, look at the lid.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm live now, but friends are to watch, and this is a long video. It's an hour, and you guys probably are. We can talk about a lot of this. Oh, they can. Okay. I'll just sit here and smile, look at the lid.
Hello, we're Huston Property. We're your local property management experts. And if you're having trouble finding the perfect apartment or finding the perfect tenant, we offer service.
You know what? We're having some technical difficulties here. There's a lot of feedback coming through the line. So, Paul, we're going to have to kind of preempt. I'm not sure if we can do anything about that noise. I'd still love to try, and I'm not sure where the noise is coming from. Would still love to try and play the video. So I'm going to give it one more shot here, and if it doesn't work, we're just going to move on.
All right.
I'm not sure if we do anything about that noise. I still want to try, and I'm not sure where the noise is coming from. I still love to try and play the video, so I'm going to give it one more shot here, and if it doesn't work, we're just going to move on.
All right.
So we're going to have to I'm not sure if we do anything about that noise. I still want to try, and I'm not sure where the noise is coming from.
Yes, I can suddenly. Yes, I can. Gee, I'm afraid to go on as turning blue. Yes, I can. Tickle, what do you see? 132 pounds of confidence.
All right, folks, we gave that the best shot that we can. Somehow or another, the laws of physics are working against us. We're here with Paul Stoner on 180 People. It's a Blog Talk radio show. Paul is he's just an all-around Renaissance guy who lost his left arm in an industrial accident. And, Paul, you were telling us about the 10,000-mile trip you took with your wife, two children, and two daughters, and a dog and a cat, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Vin. And it was a goal to get run over by that truck and being told I'd never walk again in 1980. And we beat the odds because of the power goal setting. And so we left here on a trawler in summer of 84, returned in September of 85, and cruised about 10,000 miles. And I was still extremely challenged with my mobility at that point in time. I had steel braces on both legs, and I was up out of the wheelchair, and people told me I was insane to go take a boat trip like that. My youngest daughter was 14 months. My oldest daughter was 3. And they turned, Stephanie, my oldest, turned 4 and 5, and Aaron turned, my youngest, turned 2 and 3 on that trip. I came back walking without a cane, Vinny.
So, Paul, where did you go? I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, what in the world did you do for a year and change, and where did you go in 10,000 miles?
Geez, we left here in Traverse City at the 45th parallel, halfway between the North Pole and the equator, and made our way down to Chicago in the Great Lakes, Michigan, and then through the lock at Navy Pier, which most people don't know are there, and then through the Illinois waterway down to the Mississippi River all the way down to New Orleans, and then across the Gulf all the way over to Florida, and hung out down around there, and then spent the winter having fun in the islands. Then we headed up the East Coast to New York City, where you're familiar with, and we left the Statue of Liberty and the Hudson River on our hook side, and proceeded up the river, the Hudson, to the New York barge and Erie Canals, and then we went through the Erie Canals up to the Oswego Canal and into Lake Ontario and across Lake Ontario at the mouth of the St. Lawrence, and then we went through Canada on an incredible waterway called the Trent Severn, blocked over the mountains westward and down into Georgian Bay, and through Georgian Bay, across Lake Huron, blah, down through the Straits of Mackinac, to the Mackinac Bridge, and back home.
Wow, that's just an amazing thing. Now, if you had to share one kind of wild story from that 10,000 miles, what would that story be?
Boy, I got a lot of them. But probably the most challenging and dangerous event was getting boarded by a bunch of all I can call them are river pirates down south of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And they tried to intimidate us And ultimately, in the middle of that night, they had a tugboat, push boat, and took a train of barges, big steel barges that are 30 feet wide and 100 feet long, six of them, and rammed us into the dock, tried to kill us. And we survived. So, brief story, that was pretty bad. And we had some pretty good storms. We hit 30-foot waves and do not winds and little stuff like that.
Okay, so it's after the trip. Now you're back from 10,000 miles, a year and change with your family. Tell us, you're recovering still. You still have braces on your legs. You lost an arm. What are you doing now to make money, to move forward? Tell us about your life at that point.
Geez, I got into the land business when I was just a young kid, and I don't need to go into that detail, but anyway, we raised a little cash and got back from the land business and continued to develop waterfront neighborhoods and condominiums and stuff here in northern Michigan, and opened my real estate brokerage again, and then... And so that's what we did. We lost everything after the truck ran over me, and so we had accumulated some wealth and land, and that all had to go away. And our focus was number one, to have my first child. Linda was 6 months pregnant when the truck ran over me, and she was 300 miles away from me, and I was unconscious and in a trauma center and all that. And they saved my life, and that's good, but told me I'd never walk again. So I continued once I was able to move around. I got back in the land business, and children got to be school age after the boat trip, and so we moved into Traverse City, and I started developing waterfront subdivisions. And that was good. That was good. And I still do a little bit of that. And so we built our wealth back after nothing. And then an opportunity arose. I was doing some training, real estate training for the state of Michigan, teaching a GRI program, which is, and then I ran into Floyd Wickham, and I became a master trainer along with you and four others, and started running around the country training thousands and thousands of realtors for success.
Well, those days were a lot of fun back then with Floyd. And if I'm not mistaken, we both became master trainers the same day down in Key West. Is that correct?
That's correct. I remember it succinctly. And that was, and by the way, anybody listening, that was quite an accomplishment. There were very few of us that had the confidence to go in and fill in for Floyd. Nobody knows Floyd. He's a real estate guy, but he was one of the gurus and best real estate speakers in America's history. So we got to represent him, and that was an honor for all of us. And we were road warriors, traveling a million miles by air and stuff. And finally, after 9/11, I decided to throw in the towel on the travel, created a company called Hooked on Success, which is $1 million title, by the way, because, see, I've got a hook.
Where'd you come up with that idea, Hooked on Success?
I just did. You know, I'm kind of creative. And the big issue there is not really to be hooked, like addicted to success, but it's not to get hooked away from success. And
you know what, Paul, I've got to do this. I'm interrupting you because I got to do this. I loved whenever I had an opportunity to introduce Paul Starner, because I would always say the same thing. And I hope you remember what this reply used to be from you. I would say, here's Paul Starner. Let's give him a big hand. And Paul, you would come out on stage and say what?
And I'd say, well, first you got to thank you. And ask the audience, thank them for being such a wonderful audience. And I'd say, can I ask you a big favor, Ben? You asked this powerful group to give me a big hand. Could you make it a left hand?
I'm sorry, that still cracks me up. Some of these people look at us like we're crazy, and we probably are.
Well,
so,
Well, we
you became a sweat hog trainer, right? Of course, you were a master trainer.
Yep, trained thousands of people all over North America.
Listen, when you talk about that stuff, I've been there too. We had there was only about really a dozen of us, and
some of them were not master trainers though.
That's correct. The master trainers, there was only 8 or 9. We had the honor to fill in for Floyd. And for those who are not in real estate, he is the single greatest real estate trainer in the history of real estate. And I understand there's a lot of new kids on the block right now, so to speak. Floyd is just, he's as powerful and as wonderful as you ever seen. And there's a plug for Floyd. I'm just saying it right out. If you get a chance to see Floyd Wickman, do not miss that chance, because you'll be delighted that you did. Now back to Paul Starner. You had these handicaps, Paul, and you know, you had these things happen to you, and you just say, well, it wasn't anything. It was no big deal. And there are people listening right now, or maybe watching, who are saying, what is he, crazy? That's a huge deal. He lost his arm. What is he talking about? What did you do inside, Paul? How did you get that strength to move forward?
Well, Vinny, doggone it, when adversity strikes in your life, and it's going to strike, I assure you, everyone has adversity. And I really don't like the term handicapped or disabled. I prefer inconvenienced and challenged, because all of us have an inconvenience in our life, something we don't like. And yet just some are larger inconveniences than the others, larger challenges. And so, you know, when I say it's no big deal, it is a big deal. It's just not a great story. It's just over and over and over and over again. And like I said, Kelly said I've had over 60 surgeries. Yes, I have. And how did I deal with it, Benny? After the industrial accident, 19 years old, when self-image is everything, I dealt with it with booze and drugs. And those were the black years. And if there had been drugs then, which there are today, I'd be dead, because I'd have been using them, Benny. And everybody that knows me knows that. My family calls them the black years, and I overcame that. And so it's all about self-image. That's how I deal with it. I don't look at myself as anything more than inconvenienced or challenged. And every single thing that's happened to me, because each decade, 70 industrial accident, 80 truck drives over me, 90 I was responsible for that one. I had a snowmobile accident, went over this, let's say, call it an extreme incline. Wasn't a cliff, but it was close. And had some more illness, lost some more body parts. And in 2000, my doggone colon ruptured, and I almost died from that. And, you know, and then everything's resulted. So all you can do, Vinny, is take it a day at a time, smile. And I always tell people, if you can't get out of bed with a smile, stay in bed until you can smile. And so it's all self-image. And I have a great self-image, by the way, now that you ask.
Okay, well, listen, there's two things I want to ask you. Number one is, could you give some advice to people who do not have that wonderful self-image? How do they get that sense, Paul, that they can? And there are a lot of people that don't have please forgive me, whoever's listening. I'm not trying to be insolent or arrogant. Paul and I, one of the things we share is I'm not even close to Paul. Let me just talk about you. What I know about him. Don't do it. Not giving up. Giving up is just never an option. So what do you say to those people who giving up, that's their first like go-to thing? How do we get them to turn their lives around, Paul, and get that attitude out and put the sunshine, so to speak, in their mind?
Vinny, number one, I've got a 5-step process for handling adversity that I've developed over my life because I've had so many events. And the first thing you have to do is admit it. You have to accept whatever adversity is occurring, and it's all in different levels. That's the first step. And then you have to give it a strong analysis. You have to take a hard look at it. What happened? Why is it this way? And you never, ever, ever, the people that have the most difficulty, just in my little humble opinion, is that there's a question that's a one-word question, Vinny, that you can't ask. And that question is why. And that's what happens to most people. They get all encompassed in, whoa, it's me, and why did this happen to me, and it's not fair, and all that. You can't ask why. There's one answer to that question, Vinny, in my little opinion. I'm just an old dirt peddler, but the only answer to why is because. There's no answer to that, so quit asking it. And once you accept your position, it's a matter then of grieving it. You got to grieve it and admit some responsibility. I mean, and then you got to move on. And the grieving process is what drags people down, Ben. And you can grieve for excessive periods of time. Now, this is just my life experience. I am not an educated psychoanalysis, psychologist, psychiatrist guy. I'm just a street guy that grew up tough, had a lot of adversity, a lot of challenges, and I learned these things. And so, you know, grieve it, but move on. There's a reasonable time to grieve everything, but people get they get just encompassed with grief. Well, you got to get over it. And I know that sounds rude and crude and very crass, but come on, get over it. Quit asking why. Accept that it's because, and move on. That's the 5-step process, and that's what I've learned. Pain, yeah, everybody has pain. Sure, everybody on daily, every day. I know when I get up, when I wake up in the morning, I don't feel too bad. Everything's in alignment, you know. But then when I get up. As soon as I get vertical, all my artificial parts, and I've got 11 of them now, and the hook's visible, the rest of them aren't.
But, yeah, I got you.
Once everything gets in line, the pain starts, and it lasts all day and every minute. And so you just got to deal with it and quit asking why. There's no answer, and smile. The biggest thing, Vinny, is you got to smile. Would you agree with that?
Man, 100%. And, you know, they say smiling, it's free, it's easy, and it makes everybody else think, wonder what you're up to. And I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I say you're not fully dressed without a smile.
Well, that's a good way to be. Paul, tell us a little bit about your family. And before we do, among the other things, and you've been you call it a dirt peddler. I call it a land developer. You've been a real estate agent. You've been a teacher, a master trainer. You've been, matter of fact, one of the great things, I know you're good with money and moving money around. I remember you telling me you used to invest in post offices back in the old days. Because the federal government will cut you a check every month, no problem. And you're an inventor now. The last time we saw each other, we had lunch at the Carnegie Deli back in Manhattan, and you were going to 30 Rockefeller Plaza to pitch your new product. Tell us about your invention.
Well, that one is called the Snow Bully, Vinny. And my neighbor, Jerry Schichtel, and I cooperated on that. And it was an invention of necessity. I was using a snowblower in the winter as it snows here. We average 180 inches of snow. That's why I spent 10 years in the islands in the winter on a boat. But and he said, Paul, you need one of these things I had when I was a kid. And he went in and talked about all this thing, how he built it out of wood and all that. And I'm not an engineer, Vinny. I'm a salesman and a speaker and a motivator. And land developer and all that crap too. But so I said, hey, look, Jerry, let's build one out of steel and modern material, and if it works, I'll sell it to the world. And so we did. We built a prototype with tools in the garage and several prototypes, and wound up going through the patent process and bringing it to manufacturer. Now we sell it as a human-powered snowplow. It's a snow removal tool as an alternate way, other than a commercial service or hurting yourself with a shovel or a snowblower. And it's eco-friendly. It's no expense to operate, no pollution, no noise or air pollution, no fossil fuel consumption, no maintenance, no cost to operate. You push it. You burn calories, not gasoline, and it's our third year, and it really works. And so that's a passive online business that we have.
Well, speaking of that, what I didn't ask you earlier, I should have. If they want to get in touch with Paul Starner, how would they do it? Can you give me, give us your the Snow Bully, obviously. Tell people about that, and tell people how we get in touch with you in general. If they want a great speaker, now you still do keynote events like you used to in the old days, right?
Yeah, and Hooked on Success is now moving out of the real estate industry. I created that in 2001. Because of travel difficulties, and I was sick and tired of being a road warrior, and so but I was still in the real estate industry, and so now I'm focused since January of this year, bringing my message of Hooked on Success and the mentality of performance and Full Circle and all that stuff to the masses outside the real estate industry, and the best way to contact me. I preferred method of communication is still voice to voice. And I don't know, can I give my phone number?
Absolutely. You can give anything you want. You're Paul Starner. Tell me something good.
Hey, something good is I'm sitting by the lake on a beautiful summer day, had a wonderful day with a pretty large group of new realtors, and I'm home, gave my wife a big hug, and petted my dog and got on the phone with you. That's good news, buddy.
Well, me too. So give us your contact information, anything you want.
Okay.
We'd love to keep in touch.
Well, probably mental telepathy is the best way.
Okay.
No. call me. I prefer voice to voice. And my business number is area code 231-866-4033.
Okay, give that to me again, Starner, like you mean it. Say it all at one time.
31-866-4033 with enthusiasm.
There you go, brother. So that's how we get in touch with you. Go ahead.
You can always get me. You can text at that number, but I'm a little shorthanded, so I won't get back to you right away. But especially if I'm driving, then I'm really busy.
Yeah, don't text him while he's driving, please. And you're on Facebook also, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. And the best email for me, because all my other emails and businesses, they funnel to Paul, P-A-U-L, dot Starner, S-T-A-R-N-E-R, at yahoo.com. That's best email to get me. I got a bunch of other ones, too.
Okay, paul.starner at yahoo.com.
And if you have a speaking engagement or you need somebody to do a keynote or some breakouts and are interested in chatting about success and adversity and overcoming those challenges and entertaining you and giving you some tools to use and to light your fuse and stuff, then contact me. I'd love to come and do talks for you. And that's why I'm still here, Vinny. Gosh, I've been flatlined 5 times.
Every time you talk to me about a tragedy, I start laughing because I know I remember nights that you and I sat together, in the hotel room in Vegas or in Detroit, and we just talked about this stuff. And I just smile like an idiot. Because I can't believe how much you've gone through, and you still have the best attitude of anybody I've ever met, Paul.
Well, thank you, Vinny. Hey, look, you got 2 choices. Adversity strikes, you lay down and quit. Or you stand up and scream at the universe with that primal scream that I can. And if anybody can, I can. If I did it once, I'll do it again. And so you get knocked down, you get up again. You get knocked down, you get up again. You get knocked down, you get up again. That's all there is to it. And I'll come and talk to you, and I'll help you. I actually, because I've lost, my mobility, and I'm going through some real serious surgeries here this year to save my lower legs. And I got another one coming up about 4 weeks from now. And so and my daughter's getting married. My youngest daughter's getting married out in Portland, Oregon. And so we're leaving this weekend to go out there for about 10 days. And then I come back, go in the hospital again. So summer's gone, but hey, this sounds really strange. I'm looking forward to this really intense and difficult surgery. It's going to be a 6 to 8 hour day in the operating room, and they're going to put some more artificial parts in me.
Now, you're getting a real long piece of, like, mylar or something like that put in instead of your femoral artery. Is that right?
Yeah, they got to replace my right femoral. I had a choice back in 80 when a truck ran over me. I could have natural femoral arteries or I could have artificial. And back then, everybody was peaced out and hippies and stuff. And so natural was the way to go, but it didn't last. And so they're failing. And so I had the left one got fixed, and it was very successful. 50-50 chance, or you're going to lose the leg below the knee. And it was successful. I got a hot young surgeon, man. He's really good. And so I had to wait a minimum of 6 months, and it's been just 6 months. Well, not quite yet. It'll be 6 months, the 29th. And so we're doing the next one. And this one's going to be a little bit more challenging because you got to do 20 inches. And I've got these total knee replacements, and this time he's got to work around that right knee and get all the way down to mid calf. And then I got this, it's just surgery. We're gonna use some plastic and some of my own veins and fix a little aneurysm up in the arch, and then we're gonna stick in 20 inches of new. And then we gotta connect all that plumbing to it. That's all. It'll be all right. Just going to be a little longer recovery, but I'm going to hopefully be able to walk again. Right now, I can only walk about 100 yards then without extreme pain. There's no oxygen getting to my lower legs because of the collapsed veins. It's not the pain. It's the femoral arteries. So they're going to fix that up for me, and I'll be moving around by winter. So that's cool.
And you know what?
I will say by spring, I will walk a mile, by golly.
Good.
And that doesn't sound like much to able-bodied people, but to me, I haven't been able to walk a mile in years.
Man, we should come out to Traverse City just to see you do it. Springtime, what day is that going to be?
My surgery?
No, the springtime. What day is it you're going to walk a mile? Kelly and I are thinking of flying out there and walking with you.
I'm going to walk the first mile under my own steam, Vinny, with no artificial supports, by May 2017. Mark my words. If I put a time frame on it, it's a goal, and I'll hit my goals. If it's achievable.
Wow.
Remember, goals have to be achievable and they have to be realistic and stuff. But I think I believe I can, and if I believe I can, I can. And so that's the key. You mentioned how to get over stuff. You got to believe, man. If you believe you can, you can. You believe you can't, you can't. That's all there is to it.
Boy, isn't that the truth? So, Paul, tell us a little bit about Hooked on Success. And if we called you to come in and do a seminar for us, Hooked on Success, we know you can teach real estate in every aspect of the business because you're a master trainer. Now, beyond that, what would you share with us on a Hooked on Success seminar?
Well, Hooked on Success is my experience about how you deal with adversity in life, and a lot of short-term, medium-range, long-term goals, time management, self-image, and overcoming adversity, motivational, inspirational, life-based things that I've learned and things that I believe in. And I can do, I do keynotes, mentality performance is probably the most recognized. And then I do Full Circle, and then I do a couple others. And I can do breakouts at your conferences too, time management and self-image and goal setting and things like that. You know, all that stuff nobody wants to hear about, Kenny, is what I talk about.
Okay, so what's next on the agenda for Paul Starner?
Number one is I have to get back to mobility, and that first step is coming the 16th of August. And so I'll be taking some time off from my talks and my real estate training. I run a real estate school for the state of Michigan. That's what I'm doing this week. And so I'll take a little hiatus from that. And during that period, my mind can't stop. I'll probably have another idea to do something else. But I'm going to do some talks, and I'm starting to break into the senior care industry because my youngest daughter is becoming a speaker. She does platform talks too now, Vinny. It's so cool to see my daughter on stage. And
so have you seen Erin? Erin's his youngest daughter.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
On stage?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, she was here in Traverse City for the Michigan conference on senior care. And what's happened in that industry is exactly what's happened in the real estate industry back in the 70s.
How so?
Beginning to franchise. Yeah, they're beginning to franchise, Ben. And large entities are selling franchises throughout America for in-home care and senior care. And it's all because of the elder abuse stuff. And now the states are requiring licensure of those entities. And so they're franchising just like real estate did. And they're running into the same issues that real estate did with its franchising, is that they got to offer franchisees something. And so I'm going to start doing some talks at the conferences and conventions for senior care, adult care, and some breakout sessions for them. And so that's going to be good. And I've done some talks to some young people, college people and stuff. I'd really like to get into the college campuses and talk to the freshmen coming in and the graduating seniors moving out. And help them understand that life is not a bowl of cherries. Life's a challenge. And,
it's not a bowl of cherries, not even in Traverse City?
No, sir, it's not. The cherries have pits. You got to spit them out. And that's just like life. You accept the sweet stuff and you spit out the pits, buddy. And so if you think you're entitled to an easy life, and everything goes smooth and every day is sunny and pleasant, you are wrong. And I'm just bold and brash and tell you that. But then
what, Paul? I'm sorry. I have this thing that, you know, I've been teaching for years. I tell people your success in life is usually proportional to your ability to implement plan B. And personally, I'm on like plan W. You're on plan WW from the third alphabet through.
I've learned that plan A probably ain't going to work. And you got to have a plan B, C, and D. And my boating experience has taught me that. Because I've run over 50,000 miles in my own boats with all of my physical challenges. And I've learned that there are things you cannot control. When you're running a large vessel, you can't control tides or currents or wind or waves or weather. You got to deal with it. And so when you've got a plan on a boat, it's just like life. If plan A is not working, you don't give up, especially in a boat. You can't quit. It's not like life. Life, things are going bad. You can lay on the couch in a white robe and thumb sucking wine. And quick, you can't stop on a boat. You deal with it. And you better have another plan. And so in life, I'm with you. And you're on plan W. I'm only on plan about M. You know?
Oh, you're not.
But I always have an alternate plan. And
there you go.
And your challenges, I'm aware of them because I'm your good friend, brother, and I miss you. But we all do, Vinny. Some people, everybody's got a doggone inconvenience. Everybody's got a challenge. You know, and sometimes they just need somebody to chat with and to listen to and say, wow, that guy he's got more inconvenience in his life than I do. If he can do it, I can do it. And that's kind of my message with Hooked on Success, is that I know this guy that's had some problems. Let me share some stories with you.
How cool. Now, Paul, we only have a few minutes left. Tell everybody once again who you are, I mean, I know, and how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I'm Paul Starner, just a guy in Traverse City, Michigan, grew up tough, and by most people's standards, I've become successful over and over after getting knocked down and getting up again. You can contact me by phone at 231-866-4033. You can text me, but like I said, I'll get back to you, but probably not right away. And you can email me. The best address, everything funnels to it, is Paul, P-A-U-L, dot Starner, S-T-A-R-N-E-R, at yahoo.com.
Excellent.
Come visit me. I always like company. We got a lot of room in the house, and it's a beautiful lake, and I love chatting and talking with friends. So come see
That's
me.
That's wonderful.
Let me make you as a new friend, everybody that's listening, and contact me. Let me have the honor to come out anywhere in the country and talk to your group. That's why I'm still here.
Here's my shameless pitch for Paul Starner. I've seen him on stage multiple times. I've got to tell you, he's inspirational, he's fun, and if there's anybody who knows his stuff, this is the guy. Now, Paul, we have about a minute for you to kind of wrap up and give us just give us your final thoughts and just whatever you want to say. Take about a minute and just from the heart, please.
I love life. I enjoy every day that I wake up and can smile. I love my wife, Linda, of 42 years. I crashed her 16th birthday party. My children are the most important things, and my grandchildren, Ben and Gwen. And Erin Louise is getting married, and boy, has she had some adversity in the last 2 days. And I'm going to see her, and going to join Logan Mitchell as part of my family, and they're going to start a family. And I'm just so excited about the future that I'm going to stay alive, and I'm going to deliver my message, and I'm going to smile every day and compliment everyone, stand tall, look sharp, and drink a lot of water.
Excellent. Now, you and I, we have this pact that on our 75th birthday, that year, 10 years from now, we're going to get together. We've been talking about this for years, and we're going to smoke some good Cuban cigars and have some wonderful imported sherry. Or whatever it is, you know, you'd like something a little bit heavier than that, a cognac or something. So with that in mind, my friend, we only have 2 minutes here. Once again, this is 180 People with Paul Starner. You can reach Paul by emailing paul.starner@yahoo.com. Paul, once again, your phone number is?
231-866-4033.
Well, Paul, thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for being here on 180 People with us. I'm trying to do two things at once. Let me see if this is actually going to work. And I have a little video. Paul, I'm going to say bye now and ask you to hang up from the Facebook so we don't have interference. And I love you, and I hope I get to talk with you soon. Take care, Paul. Thank you.
Vinny, let's not say bye. Let's say see you later.
Ci vediamo più tardi in Italian, my friend. We'll see you. I'll talk to you within the week.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay. Well, thanks very much, everybody. Paul's going to disconnect here.
Vinny, let's not say bye. Let's say see you.
Okay, we have about 60 seconds, and I want to remind you that next week on 180 People, we have Karen Mayo with us. Karen is a speaker. She's an author. She's a nutritionist. She wrote the book Mindful Eating, and you're going to really enjoy it because she's talking about ways that everybody can just change the way we eat in a rational way and still enjoy life, still have fun, and have a great life and be healthy. That's Tuesday, July 26th, right here on 180 People with Karen Mayo as our guest. This is Vinny Romano saying thanks so much for listening once again to 180 People. We really appreciate you tuning in and watching in on Facebook. And remember, go to 180seminars.com to learn more about 180 People. We appreciate you being here. And remember, today's the day to turn your life around.